Between this weekend and Labor Day, the Transportation Security Administration says about 200 million Americans will pass through the nation's airports. That's the highest number since the summer of 2001. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports from Atlanta, the home of the world's busiest airport.
It's a menagerie of lines at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International. People who are not standing in lines with luggage are walking through a maze of roped-off sections that have turned into lines. Some look confident, others confused.
Yeah, first class medallion visit through here. All gates, security straight ahead to your right through the corridor.
During the late afternoon rush hour, airline employee Mark Parrish directs travelers into the main terminal for security screening. He's trying to prevent one thing.
Gridlock. Usually a lot of people don't understand the direction that they're being routed.
Federal security officials say the 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day will be the most difficult challenge for them since they took over the job of providing security for the nation's airports. Earlier this month, the Transportation Security Administration announced a reallocation of their 45,000 full-time screeners. Some airports lost positions, some gained. TSA spokeswoman Yolanda Clark.
Each airport situation is different, so the operational steps that we take will vary. For the world's busiest airport in terms of passengers, Atlanta, we're working with the airport to expand the capacity of the main checkpoint there.
In Atlanta, passengers have faced 1 to 2 hour waits during the busiest travel times and have even had to stand outside the terminal. An additional 59 screeners will be assigned here. 4 new security checkpoints are scheduled to open by the end of next month. Other major airport hubs, including Dallas, Miami, and Washington, will also get additional screeners. Some say it will be difficult for the agency to improve extensive wait times at the country's busiest airports as long as the TSA's total number of screeners is capped at 45,000. Bill Maloney with the American Society of Travel Agents says the TSA needs help from passengers and the airlines.
Part of the problem is that the airlines schedule flights for very popular times, such as early morning, because this is a time of high consumer demand, but that puts a tremendous strain on the TSA.
For their part, the TSA has come up with a new educational campaign aimed at helping travelers unfamiliar with the security policies get through checkpoints the first time. The TSA's Yolanda Clark says every time someone has to go through a second time, it slows things down more than people realize. Take a typical family of 5.
You multiply 3 minutes times every member in that family, and then you've spent an additional 15 minutes in the security checkpoint line. So this is where we can shorten our wait times because, as we know, while all 5 members of the family are going through, there are people waiting behind them that still need to be screened.
Back at Hartsfield-Jackson International, Regina Scott is seeing off her 11-year-old daughter, Amanda, who's going on an overseas trip with a friend to the British Isles.
Amanda, another hugging kiss.
Scott is relieved that there is so much security, even if she did have to wait.
It seems a lot busier than I would think it would be, but I think it gives people at least some sense of security, a little bit of peace of mind. So it's okay. I'm glad it didn't take 2 hours, so that would have been too long. The hour, I think, was tolerable.
If most of the American public is willing to have this kind of patience, then the TSA's strategy may just work. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.